As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Monday, Moon Day, August the 22nd, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts, always. News, I like to say good news. I don't know if we'll find any of that today. Hard facts, that's for sure. Workable solutions, when we can find them, where you can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're most certainly not alone, but you are definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014. At least I think that number still works. And join me live on air from around America and around the world. You can always call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email, as so many do, at bvlhost@centurytel.net. bvlhost@centurytel.net, the email addy. And for those without internet access, listening via our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me the old-fashioned way, snail mail, at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. A big shout-out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStreamLive.com, all carrying the broadcast to their local audiences, and I thank them for doing so. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. You missed any of that contact information, take heart, you can find it at becomevocallocal.com, and we'll be happy to talk to you there. Precious metals, bull roar, rally, pegs, new record highs. Baby, this thing is just going wild. Global equities stagnate. Einstein rebels in Tripoli. Austerity threatens EU and Valajo's hookers economy. Well, we'll talk about that. In the news segment, of course, we'll go into the new world of Henry St. Simon, social facts, historical and cultural, and lots more throughout the broadcast. It's going on our market report for this morning. Lots of activity happening here. About 3 o'clock a.m., gold was up $42.90 at the $1,898 level. Wow. And then all of a sudden, it turned and went down the other way as the government piled in, bashing and crashing gold down. But as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, but an hour ago, gold was still up $10 at $1,863.10 an ounce. Silver up 2 cents at $42.92 an ounce. Platinum up 12 bucks at $1,885. Rhodium at $1,875. Everybody's in the 1800 range this morning. A palladium at $754, up 3 bucks. The lows and highs of the gold spot market, a wide spread this morning, $39 spread, $1,857.10 for a low, $1,896 for a high. But at 1863.10, your gold is up $635 even. Year to year, $635 gain, a 51.71% return on your investment in ARM, that precious noble metal. The London gold fix this morning, the boys in London had to capitulate. They set the price at $1,877.75 per ounce of gold. It's been above that, been below that. It's going to be a wild ride. Buckle up, hang on.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
TeamSpeak .cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, Moonday, August the 22nd, 2011, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Back into our market report. Let's close this one out for this morning. What a morning it's been so far. Golden Star Resources up 14 cents at $2.20. Rhodium again up 25 bucks, a 6.80% move on that Golden Star Resources. Rhodium at 1875, up 25 bucks. Wow. Gold, big story this morning, up another 10 bucks. But as of 3 o'clock a.m., not that I was up watching it, but I went back in the charts and looked at it. Gold was up $42.90 in the early trading. I mean, it was just up there scratching the door at $1,900. We've gone through $1,800 gold and $1,700 gold for that matter so fast. It's like a blink of the eye. I remember when we used to have to wait 6 months for a $20 move. But anyway, nevertheless, gold this morning up $10 at $1,863.10 an ounce. Silver up 2 cents at $42.92. Platinum up 12 bucks at $1,885. And palladium up 3 at $754 an ounce. The SPDR gold shares over the weekend picked up another 3.93 metric tons. They're in the news this morning. Record inflows again into the SPDR gold shares. The claim this morning to be holding 1,290.76 metric tons of gold, valued at State Street at $76.7 billion. Could they pull together 1,290.76 metric tons and hand it to someone? That's the big question. The Dow Jones Industrial Average on Friday Red Ink closed off 173 at 1018, excuse me, 10,818. The NASDAQ closed down 39 at 2342, and the S&P 500 off 17, closing out at 1,124. Asian markets, European markets all started to come back up a little bit over the week. And we'll see whether or not they go up today and end in the positive. Just watch that FTSE. It'll give us an indicator. The crude oil this morning up $1.37. Yeah, they liked it. Yeah. Einstein's rebels crowding into Tripoli. Yeah, they got the brothers. Anyway, we'll talk about that in the news basket. But this morning, crude oil this morning up $1.37. At $83.63 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered as they are at the Cushing, Oklahoma hub. Of course, you got to have to factor in the amount of money we spend on ethanol. That's really driving the fuel prices these days. The U.S. dollar index this morning off 8 basis points at 73.91. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates, where this morning the Canadian loonie bumps up 55 basis points, exchanges against the U.S. dollar at a dollar and a penny. The Mexican peso up strongly, up 60 basis points at 8 cents U.S. The euro this morning up 20 basis points at $1.44. The British pound up 21 at $1.65. And that Swiss franc, being hammered by the Swiss central bankers, off another 38 basis points, yet still at $1.27 U.S. Rollo's safe haven, foreign exchange rate, Forex market players, there you go, $1.27, the Swiss franc. The bond market this morning, continuing depressingly low yields on the bonds. The U.S. Treasury's two-year indebtedness at 0.20%. The benchmark 10-year yield is at 2.12, and the 30 at 3.42%. In the mortgage market, the national average fixed rate mortgages, the fixed rate 15-year mortgage moves down from 3.63% a month ago to 3.43% this morning. The 30-year moves down from 4.49% to 4.21%. Your prime rate, chisel and iron and stone, at 3.25%. The gold to silver ratio, it'll take you 43.41 ounces of silver to pick up an ounce of gold bullion. In the economy calendar this morning, not a whole lot happening this morning. They have the Chicago Fed National Activity Index. We'll go to that in a moment. And let's just do that right now. Chicago Fed National Activity Index. Is there any national activity? Is this a nation? Is it the federal states? What is it? Anyway, they say they have a three-month moving average here of a minus 0.29. Here's the highlight. Growth remained below historical trends in July, but only slightly. The Chicago Fed's National Activity Index improved to a minus 0.06. That's almost nothing. From an upwardly revised minus 0.38 in June, minus a 0.46 first reported. In other words, they're always changing these numbers. The improvement is led by a plus 0.28 contribution from production-related indicators, well up from a very slight plus of 0.03% contribution in June. Employment-related indicators came in at a plus 0.05. These are the tiniest numbers. And then it goes on, talks about that. We don't need to do it, though. Let's just jump right back over here and continue our discussion. As I jump from screen to screen. Come on. Don't play with me this morning, you Nimrod. All right. There we go. All right. What else is happening this week? Tomorrow, Tuesday, ICSC Goldman store sales will be out. Redbook's out. New home sales is out Wednesday. Durable good orders. The MBA purchase apps will be out. Petroleum status. The FHFA house price index will be out on Wednesday, too. Followed on Thursday by the jobless claim. So just watch. This week is going to be just like last week. Just like every week, things are not looking too good. But let's jump over here, pick this one up. I'm having fun. All right, here we go. The AM Kitco Metals Roundup. Gold COMEX. COMEX Gold. COMEX Gold powers to another record high of $1,898.60, folks. $1.40 off a $1,900 gold. You paying attention? Jim Wyckoff writing this one. COMEX Gold futures prices are trading sharply higher again on Monday morning, and have established yet another all-time record high of $1,898.60 an ounce. And again, I think that happened right about 3 o'clock this morning, Central Time. Anyway, the marketplace, no, that'd be New York time. The marketplace appears a bit calmer Monday as world stock markets have at least temporarily stabilized amid the ongoing European debt crisis. However, there is fresh unrest in Libya that is prompting fresh safe haven demand for gold. December gold last traded up 21.20 at $1,873.40 an ounce. Spot gold is traded up $16.40 and so on. Fresh civil unrest in Libya has temporarily joined the European Union debt crisis as foremost on traders' mind. Rebels appear to have taken control of the Libyan capital of Tripoli, and we'll report on that in a moment, with some reports now saying that the Libyan leader, Muammar Gaddafi, is now on the verge of being overthrown. So we'll go into the rest of the news, but that's what Wyckoff has to say there. Let's look at this one. Similarly, off of Bloomberg, gold advances to a record as platinum climbs. Nicholas Larkin, always like his articles, and Glenn Sims, writing for Bloomberg, New News. Again, gold climbed to a record above $1,890 an ounce in New York and London as concern about slowing economic growth and debt crises spurred demand for bullion as a protection of wealth. Platinum gained a three-year high. German Chancellor Angela Merkel attempted to shut the door on common euro area bonds as a means to solve the debt crisis, saying she won't let financial markets dictate policy. Well, she doesn't have much choice in this. It's where it's going, baby. And they're still worrying about it. You know, the EU could be on the brink of at least a partial shedding of some of its members. We'll be right back.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
So right back into the news basket we go on this article with Bloomberg. Again, gold advances to a record as platinum climbs. German Chancellor Angela Merkel attempts to shut the door on common euro area bonds as a means to solve the debt crisis. Say she won't let financial markets dictate policy. Again, she may not have any choice there. The Federal Reserve holds its annual symposium in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Got another article on that coming up in the basket this morning as well. This week, amid speculation, it may signal a third round of asset purchases to boost the faltering economy. All right. The faltering recovery, I should say. Faltering recovery. I'd say it's a faltering recovery. Here's a quote. Gold is still the safe haven, and as long as people fear recession is in the U.S. and Eurozone debt problems, gold remains in demand, said Peter Fertig, owner of the Quantitative Commodity Research LTD in Hamburg, Germany. By phone, more U.S. asset purchases would be bullish for gold. Increasing liquidity will lead to higher future inflation, which is a reason to buy gold. And, of course, you know, Robert Chapman and others say that it's not just a matter of if but when. They're going to go in and do, under whatever name, known by whatever name, another round of QE, quantitative easing, the new term on the block. Continuing, gold is the in the 11th year of a bull market. And I like to say it, the precious metals bull roar rally. It is. Gold is in the 11th year. Watch out for that 11th year and 11, 11, 11. Keep your eyes peeled on that. The SPDR Gold Shares Prospectus has that date as a critical date. Gold is in the 11th year of a bull market, the longest winning streak since at least 1920 in London. As investors seek to diversify their holdings away from equities and some currencies. Yeah, like all of them. This is the problem with the interdependent, interoperable world financial system, the new economic order. Once the cheese starts to fall off the crackers, folks, the whole stack of cards comes down. Global stocks slipped earlier this month to an 11-month low, and bullion reached all-time highs in euros, British pounds, and Swiss francs today. We talked about that a little bit before. Now, this is important. Parabolic prices, yeah, this morning, piling up, adding 4270 and 90 in just a matter of an hour. That's a parabolic rise. It just goes hook and goes straight up like the hockey stick. Only the hockey stick this time looks more like, well, it's on its base as opposed to on its side. It is now entering that stage when prices go parabolic. Be careful. Whatever goes up must come down. So proceed with extreme caution. The Fed bought $600 billion in treasuries from November through June in a second round of so-called quantitative easing, or QE2. The central bank said August the 9th, U.S. economic growth was, quote-unquote, considerably slower than anticipated, and it's ready to use a range of policy tools to boost the economy. It pledged to keep interest rates near zero until at least mid-2013. When you go back and look at its range of policy tools, I've shared this with you right out of an economics textbook published years and years ago, all right? The Federal Reserve and the legislature, Congress, they have two tools, all right? On one side, the Fed has the fiscal policy. On the other side, we have legislative, on one side, the Fed has monetary policy. On the other side, with the Congress, we have fiscal policy. Now, a fiscal policy so far has been either raise taxes and cut services, or cut services and raise taxes. That's about what they've got to offer. The banking institution, they can either raise or lower interest rates or increase or decrease the amount of money in circulation. Beyond that, they're pretty much just shooting blanks. And they've been shooting blanks out of ammunition for quite a while. Stronger currencies, you have a look at some of the other safe haven assets that investors were looking at, the Swiss franc and the Japanese yen. And of course, as everybody piled into the Swiss franc, it drove the cost of a cheese fondue up to $140 in Switzerland, and it's really hurting the people there. So a really strong, safe currency is not necessarily a good thing. Authorities there have taken steps to try and curb the rise in those particular currencies, and that's probably pushed more investors into gold. All right, so as they continue to change the rules, more and more people get out of dollar-denominated assets and go into the metals. Anyway, and continuing, a cautious on silver. Silver is like the beta version of gold, but I think overall the market is simply looking for alternatives. Well, he says, I would be rather cautious. At best, we're going to see here prices going sideways, so it's really like speculation and not really like a good fundamental long-term story. Well, there are others out there and saying something entirely different in regards to silver. All right, as the demand for these solar panels continues to escalate, silver becomes more and more special. I hate special. More and more special and more scarce. All right, and it's just bound to drive up the cost of silver, even if silver is more of an industrial metal these days than anything else. But gold and silver have been money for so long, it's hardly worth talking about. Let's go on. Italy's debt may swell as austerity chokes its growth. Okay, so as governments continue to wrap their hands around our throats, putting it politely, austerity is choking out the growth. Jeffrey Donovan, good Irish boy here, writing, Italy's austerity drive enacted in exchange for European Central Bank bond purchases. All right, so they put them over the barrel, bribed them, cajoled them, and whipped them into shape, and now they're on an austerity drive, is driving down borrowing costs may backfire as it chokes the economic growth needed to ease Europe's second biggest debt burden. And so the very same things that are happening over here in Italy are being enacted by Congress here in the U.S. of A., and it's doing the same thing, choking growth, all right? These managed markets are a killer. Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi's cabinet approved 45.5 billion euros in deficit reductions. Speak it out. Spit it, Willie. In Rome on August the 12th. The nation's second austerity package in a month. To balance the budget in 2013 and convince investors that Italy can trim a debt of about 120% of its gross domestic product. That's the biggest ratio in Europe. After Greece, whose fiscal woes sparked a sovereign crisis last year. Of course, Portugal's in this mix, too. So we got Greece, we've got Italy, and we got Portugal, and we've got Ireland, and we've got Spain. That sounds like the Reformation all over again. While the back-to-back packages aim to eliminate Italy's budget gap, spending cuts and tax increases risk damaging the economy at a time when the global recovery is stumbling. What did they just say? Italy's budget gap, spending cuts and tax increases risk damaging the economy. Well, isn't that exactly what the Congress is doing? Isn't this what this new debt panel is contemplating? Spending cuts and tax increases? Where are we to think that we're going to escape this? The measures already in effect require parliamentary approval that starts today as Senate committees review the law before both houses vote in September. Funny. We've got until, what is it, Thanksgiving? There are clear downside risks to growth emanating from such a sharp fiscal tightening profile, which could tip Italy's fragile economy into recession. And people are piling into gold, folks. These guys are insane. They're doing it intentionally. You can't make this number of mistakes in a row unless there's an intent behind them all. Libyan rebels sweep into Tripoli as Gaddafi's rule nears its end. Sad day. Sad day. We'll talk about that right after this.
Radio, you found it. This is Oracle Broadcasting.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've got a little update here for you on the markets, looking at the Market Watch. Looks like the Dow's up 158 at 10 at 976, the NASDAQ up 40, and the S&P up 16 as it comes out of the hole, kind of looking in the green here. Gold is up $25 at $18.77. Oil's up another $1.19 at $83.66. So things are starting to wake up, and the markets are rocking and reeling. Anyway, back to the story here about Muammar Gaddafi and his regime needing to recognize that their rule has come to end. Yeah, and that's what the usurper said while he was sitting back drinking a bud at Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts. Anyway, rebel leaders, that would be what, the Albert Einstein Institute and the CIA? I don't know. Who are these rebels anyway? Rebel leaders offered conflicting information on the whereabouts of Gaddafi, who seized power in the oil-rich North African nation in a 1969 coup. And he's done very well by his people ever since then, but that's all coming to an end. Rebels encountered pockets of resistance in the capital today, with fighting continued at Gaddafi's compound. They call it a compound. In Green Square, Al Jazeera broadcast footage of residents singing. Oh, geez, where did they get these people anyway? Hollywood? In Green Square, Al Jazeera broadcast footage of residents singing national songs and firing into the air to celebrate the rebels' advance into the capital. Some raised the rebel flag and others ripped up a poster of Gaddafi. then they all went out and ate their box lunch, got on the bus, went to the airport, and came back to Hollywood. The premium of London-traded Brent crude futures to the corresponding New York contract declined. Everybody's looking at that Brent crude. After all, this is largely driven by oil and central banking and stealing Gaddafi's gold. October Brent on the ICE Futures Exchange was at 23.67 a barrel over the same month's West Texas Intermediate contract, so on and so forth. Gaddafi's son, Saif al-Islam, considered his heir to power, was arrested in Tripoli, said Muhammad al-Akari, an advisor to the... See how it's coming to roll right off my tongue now as we get to be very Middle Eastern? An advisor to the National Transitional Council, the rebel governing body, the International Criminal Court, is in talks with the council about the surrender of Saif al-Islam to the court. Fadi al-Abdallah, spokesman for the ICC, said by telephone yesterday. A second son, Muhammad, was also arrested. Al Jazeera reported, quote, "I'm in my house. Rebels are surrounding it," Muhammad Gaddafi said in a phone interview with Al Jazeera. "They promised me they won't hurt me, and that is a good signal of mercy between brothers." Well, be careful. They've been using that line for centuries, brother. While rebels, including Akari and Gaddafi, may have fled to the border, others said he was likely to still be in Tripoli, probably hiding in a closet somewhere. He'll become the new whack-a-mole. Anyway, I think Gaddafi is still in the country. The fighters will turn over every stone to fight him. Arrest him. Put him in court. Muammar al-Nakua, Libyan charge d'affaires to the UK, said in a televised press conference today in London. And it goes on, talks about the end game, so on and so forth. Anyway, let you just look for that article for yourself. It's up on Bloomberg. Goldman, my favorite whipping boy, Goldman Sachs Group, Inc., lowered its forecast for U.S. economic growth. This article by Jennifer Ryan, writing for Bloomberg, Newsy News, on signs the recovery in the world's largest economy lost momentum. Uh-oh. Stagnant. Staying still. In a soft patch, you might consider it to be something like quicksand. The U.S. will expand 1.5% this year, down from a previous forecast of 1.7%. Let's see. Inflation rate tipping probably 11 to 20%. And the U.S. economy is going to expand 1.5%. So I guess we're only going over the cliff partially as fast. Down from a previous forecast. Continuing, Federal Reserve surveys showed manufacturing in Philadelphia and New York contracted in August, while a Thomson Reuters University of Michigan index of consumer sentiment plunged to a three-decade low. Goldman's change comes amid a morning drop in global equities and as Fed Chairman Benjamin Shalom Bernanke prepares to take his talking points to speak at the bank's annual symposium in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Now, this is a long article. Well, no, this one isn't. Let's finish it out. Goldman forecasts third quarter growth of 1% and a fourth quarter expansion of 1.5%. Credit Suisse lowered its forecast for U.S. third quarter growth of 1.5% from 3.3%, and so on and so forth. Not looking good. Let's go to Jackson's Hole. Not actually, just kind of figuratively. Jackson Hole bankers reflect on QE2. This one is the long article. Yeah, this is the long one. So here's the headline. If you want to find it for yourself on Bloomberg, Jackson Hole bankers reflect on QE2. Well worth the read. I went through the whole thing this morning, and it was far more than we can cover on air. Carolyn Salas-Gage and Jeannie Aversa, writing this one yesterday evening for Bloomberg. Benjamin Shalom, I love Israel, Bernanke, has big shoes to fill this week when he speaks at the Federal Reserve's annual symposium in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, his own. In other words, he stuck his foot in it once before, and now he's going to have to go back and retract. Last year, the Bernanke hinted that the Fed might embark on a second round of asset purchases to bolster the recovery, kicking off a 28% rally in the Standard & Poor's index of stocks that ended a three-year high on April the 29th. Now, any boost to the economy from the Fed's $600 billion of bond buying is hard to detect. That's right. Didn't work. Firing blanks. got that old Keynesian checkbook out, and it didn't pull them out of the hopper. The deterioration coupled with a government that's cutting spending sounds like Greece, and showed itself to be dysfunctional ahead of the debt ceiling expiration this month, increases the pressure on the U.S. Central Bank to show it can and will help expansion, according to Neil Suss, chief economics economist at Credit Suisse Holdings in USA. Policymakers this month pledged to keep their benchmark interest rate near zero. And boy, is it ever near zero. 0.25, one quarter of a percent, until at least mid-2013. And also said they discussed the range of policy tools. Okay, the range of policy tools. Well, let's see. We got a pencil. We got a calculator. We got a balance sheet. What can we do with this? Well, I don't know. Ben, let's make something up. Hey, that's it. Let's do it. You know, of course, Benjamin here has never really had a real job. He's kind of like a Woodrow Wilson, you know? He's kind of like a hairy ass Truman. Lots of wool suits and lots of time in universities, but not a heck of a lot else out there. At least some of our former presidents were haberdashers. Benny, he's just a university professor, to say the least. It's absolutely critical that the Federal Reserve portray itself as having some relevance to the economic problems the society faces. They have to paint a picture. It's absolutely critical that the Federal Reserve portray itself. This is an acting game, right? Casting itself in the role as having some relevance. They don't have any relevance, but they want to cast themselves that way as having some relevance to the economic problems that society faces, record lows. Soss predicts Bernanke will suggest that the central bank plans to lengthen the average maturity for its $2.86 trillion of assets. Increasing the monetary supply, decreasing the monetary supply, raising and lowering interest rates. That's about all they got. Bernanke's decision about whether to expand his unprecedented monetary easing comes as he faces the most internal opposition in his five-year tenure. And after his earlier measures sparked criticism, the latest bond purchase program ignited the harshest political backlash against the central bank in three decades, with Republican lawmakers saying the policy risk causing a surge of inflation. And then it goes on, talks about everything else. They don't have any rabbits to pull out of their hat. Things are not looking too good. But things are looking up over in Vallejo, California, that would be. Might think of a late summer vacation. Prostitutes flood Vallejo after bankrupt city slashes police 33%. Allison Vection writing this one. When Ruth Rooney moved in 2005 to a two-bedroom house in Vallejo, California, near Napa Valley's famed wineries, the historic St. Vincent's Hill neighborhood attracted young professionals, and there were few vacancies. Well, getting a lot more young professionals, too, but they mostly stand on the corner. Things began to change in 2008 after Vallejo, a city of about 116,000 that lost its biggest employer, the U.S. Navy's Mare Island Shipyard, filed for bankruptcy, said Rooney, a 54-year-old marketing consultant. Quote, I see prostitutes, pimps, and drug dealers out of my window, Rooney said in a telephone interview. Taking his pick. Thinking about advancing another 20, probably. Anyway, we'll be right back.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website, again, is amazon.oraclebroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Hey America, it's your old friend W here. Do not tune into Truth Frequency Radio with Chris and Sherry every Saturday at 10 p.m. Central here on Oracle Broadcasting. Otherwise, the terrorists win.
Back into the Bloomberg website here. Prostitutes flooding Vallejo, California after bankrupt city slashes police by 33%. And there's the quote again. I see prostitutes, pimps, and drug dealers out my front window. Rooney said in a telephone interview on August the 5th, there's two on the corner right now. Her property value has dropped 70% in 6 years. Well, honey, it went to pimps and the prostitutes and the drug dealers. It caused your property value to drop 70%. You ought to take that one up with Benjamin Shalom, Barry the Usurper, and Jorge Bush. Anyway, they're pointing at the property value decline as a problem related to prostitutes, pimps, and drug dealers. Sounds like free market to me. Vallejo's experience comes as Central Falls, Rhode Island, proposes $5.6 million in budget cuts after seeking a Chapter 9 protection this month in Jefferson County, Alabama, negotiates with creditors to avoid what would be the biggest government filing in the U.S. history. There have been 5 municipal bankruptcies this year compared with 6 in 2010, according to data compiled by Bloomberg. But Vallejo, California is blaming it on prostitutes, pimps, and drug dealers. I'm telling you, the prostitutes are in Washington. The pimps and the drug dealers are on Wall Street. Get it straight. Anyway, let's go on. Prostitution became a growth industry in Vallejo. What are you complaining about? You got one. We don't have one of those around here. Wonder if we could get some prostitutes coming into town. Anyway, in the Vallejo, as the San Francisco Bay City slashed its payroll, cutting police by a third from 90 to 134. To 90 from 134. Maybe if they cut it in a third again, people will start living a little bit easier. Quit worrying about the prostitutes, man. Get off it, will you? The largest municipal bankruptcy in California since Orange County in 1994 has forced law enforcement to focus on violent crimes at the cost of so-called quality of life issues. Residents and officials said, hey, look, no victim, no crime. Take a vacation. Get off our back. You worried about how much money you're putting out? Well, look at these cops. You know how many of these are over $100,000 a year men, plus their retirement, huh? Anyway, half the people. When you have half the number of people, you can only do half the amount of work. Are you kidding me? That's how they got the expansion in the police department in the first place. You got one cop, you got, well, if you have no police, you have a zero crime rate. You hire your first one, it doubles by two. I hire another cop, you got a 200% increase in crime. Every single one of those cops is going to go out there and try and find somebody to bust. Every time they bust somebody, your crime rate is going to swell. Pretty soon you've got a crime wave. That's right. Then you got to hire a prosecuting attorney. Then you need to have a courtroom. Then you need to have a judicial center. And then you need to have jails. And then you need to have more cars. And you need to have more cops. And it's a never-ending problem. All right? The more cops you got, the more crime you got. That's all there is to it. Anyway, prostitution and drug dealing. How many cops are involved in prostitution and drug dealing? Then you got your DARE officers, and they're making sure everybody finds out all about prostitution and homosexuality and transgenderism and drugs, you know, before they even get out of kindergarten. Seems to me it was California where they had all the young children sitting in a corner, or else sitting in a circle doing things I can't talk about on the radio, in a classroom, of all things. Anyway, the recession has also battered the city, eroding tax revenues and leading to a 12% unemployment rate. Well, it's not just a city, it's... this is a global thing. One in every 124 Vallejo homes has had a foreclosure filing. Honey, it's got nothing to do with pimps and prostitutes, all right? Get it real. Anyway, safety worries. Matt Russell, 27, a Vallejo resident and private contractor for U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement in San Francisco. Well, if you got an immigration and customs problem, take it up with the United Nations. They're the ones that have brought in this international migration and development agenda. After all, let's get down to brass tacks. Show me the facts, show me the law, and show me your evidence. But anyway, they said the city's police presence has declined since 2008. And prostitution, especially downtown, is huge. Well, at least they've got a thriving business. Russell said he has considered moving because he's worried about the safety of his mother, sister, and grandmother. Well, if they get involved in prostitution, be a better pimp. Get a gun, right? That way your mother, your sister, and your grandmother can all make some money on the side. Maybe you can get into drugs and expand your enterprise. Interim Fire Chief Paige Meyer... Paige Meyer, well, that's part of the problem. Paige Meyer is fire chief. Oh, Paige is a man. Well, that's California. Said his department employs 67, down from 122 in May. Three of the eight stations were closed about the time the city filed for bankruptcy. Well, how many fires have you had in the last 24 months? You justify having this many firemen on their pension programs and all of that? Retirement programs? You don't have any fires? Why do you have so many people in your fire department? What that means to our citizens, there's no way to sugarcoat it. You're going to get longer response time. Well, hell, we've had nothing but long response time anyway ever since the 911 system came in. People always looking to government for their help. Neighborhood watch groups? Oh, God, here we come. That's right. If you see something, say something, pot and prostitution, you know. The only businesses in town making money? Pot and prostitution, that's it, said Matt Shotwell, who opened the dispensary in January 2010 and keeps a bong on the desk in his office. Entrepreneur. Shotwell's dispensary, which also sells pot-infused barbecue sauce, olive oil, cherry slushies, draws about 250 customers a day. Sounds like he's really hit the market here. I'm bringing foot traffic downtown. Vallejo, which doesn't have local laws controlling medical marijuana dispensaries, has seen an influx of about 20 such businesses, according to a city estimate. Three shops are within four blocks of Ruth Rooney's homes. They're coming here and feel they'll be under the radar, said Phil Batchelor, Vallejo's interim city manager, said in an interview this month at City Hall, quote, but we're going to change all that. That's right. We're stepping up enforcement. We're going to tax them. And we're right now looking at setting up zoning requirements. So they're going to shoot the goose that lays the golden egg. So much for pot, prostitutes, and pimps. This city's going down fast. Here's another one. Prospect of new core euro gains traction. A new core euro. Better keep your eyes on this one. Simon Kennedy, writing for Bloomberg. The euro area may need to shrink to survive. It's kind of what the South wanted to do when they saw Abraham Springsteen's North preparing for their war of northern aggression. Anyway, might be having a little bit of that idea about sovereign republics cropping up in the euro. Has its sovereign debt crisis nears a third year and rescue efforts fail to stop the rotten financial markets? Well, there's only one real way to stop the rotten financial markets. You've got to go after the rot. Economists from Pacific Investment Management Company, they roll this guy out all the time. He's the brightest fellow in the world, right? Mohammed El Arian. To Harvard's Martin Feldstein. You get the Mohammed perspective, and then we get the Feldstein, the, well, I guess it's just all a Near East philosophy. Anyway, they say ensuring the euro's existence may require members to leave the 17-nation currency region. Right? That's right. The result would be what El Arian, PIMCO's Newport Beach, California-based chief executive officer, calls a smaller, much better integrated, fiscally strong eurozone. I wonder if the West, everyone, all the land west of the Mississippi, could just go ahead and secede and leave the eastern establishment with Washington, D.C. and New York City to their own affairs. Maybe they would leave us the hell alone. While leaders such as German Chancellor Angela Merkel consistently rule out that option, El Arian told Bloomberg Surveillance, wow, with Tom Keene on August 17th, they eventually may embrace it over the fiscal union required to maintain the status quo. We've been warned by European policymakers never to underestimate their commitment to economic and monetary union, but that they can also be interpreted as perhaps then in the end choosing quality over quantity. In other words, unless you're a quality country, your participation in the EU will not be tolerated. That's kind of the problem that, you know, Tunisia and Syria and Muammar Gaddafi and all the rest of them in the new forming Mediterranean Union are getting right now. Wall Street aristocracy got $1.2 trillion in loans from the Fed. Wow. Headline news, Wall Street aristocracy. Bradley Keown and Phil Kuntz writing this one, Bloomberg. Citigroup, Bank of America were the reigning champions of finance in 2006 as home prices peaked. Of course, there's nothing new about this article other than its presence on the homepage of Bloomberg. Fed Chairman Benjamin Salome Powell, let's get this one. By 2008, the housing markets collapsed, forced those companies to take more than six times as much, or $669 billion in emergency loans from the U.S. Federal Reserve. The loans dwarf the $160 billion in public bailouts the top 10 got from the U.S. Treasury. Yet, until now, the full amounts have remained secret. Well, this has been out for a long time. But they keep pulling this out again. They want you to remember these numbers, folks. $1.2 trillion in public money given off to these bankers. These are all whopping numbers, said Latan, a former Justice Department official who in the 1990s served as a commissioner on probing the causes of the savings and loan crisis. Yeah, that's it. We'll be right back.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, ripe, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, Moon Day, August the 22nd, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Our chat room can be found at becomevocallocal.com. If you want to jump in and engage in our chat room discussion there, we can call throughout the broadcast the remaining hour now that we're in our second hour of today's two-hour transmission at 866-841-1065. All the contact information can be found both at the Become Vocal Local website, and all of our archives are neatly categorized and indexed and ready for your use and perusal at oraclebroadcasting.com, the homepage of this network. Over the weekend, had a wonderful weekend, really. Very quiet, calm, the way I like to have it. Got to bed early on Friday night. Got up very early on Saturday. Was able to enjoy some really great reading. Got up early on Sunday. Got out, took care of the yard at the end of this long drought that we've been having. My yard is in shambles. It's totally destroyed. The lawns are ruined. My bushes are in... well, they're ready to be pulled out and replanted with something else. Anyway, burnt them right up. But after all of that, I did have a chance, however, to continue my reading of this fantastic book. I don't know why this book has been in my library for almost 2 years, and I didn't get a chance to read it yet. Well, that's probably because I've been on the radio. And I remembered I wanted to read it, and that's why I got this book, ordered it from a antiquarian bookseller up in the Northeast, the Medici, G.F. Young Modern Library. But this Modern Library book is turning out to be just about as important for my research as was the tip and the, you know, gift from one of our listeners about Gustavus Myers, the history of the great American fortunes. This is incredible. I knew about the Medici's. I've been aware of them for a long time from the university or from the encyclopedia studies and whatnot. But this book is entirely different. The way that it's written is much the same way as that populist, scum law, sumo, socialist, muckraker, Gustavus Myers. G.F. Young here, is Colonel Young, is not doing any, you know, any second step to that. But it's really interesting because if you go back and take a look at the beginning of the Medici's, Giovanni di Bizzi, Bizzi's, Giovanni, and bring it forward from there, we find that this whole Reformation, this great revolution, the Reformation, the Renaissance, all of the great changes can be tied right back down to the Medici's and their experience and their interest in capital A art and capital L learning. In Florence, money changers, vast wealth, accumulation over the years, ups and downs, pluses and minuses. But from Lorenzo Magnificent, the Magnificent, things started to go downhill for the Medicis. And it went into not just a bunch of cardinals, you know, cardinals. They had the Bank of Rome, by the way. Not just a bunch of cardinals, but also brought forth two popes, Leo the X and Clement the VII. Very interesting individuals, separated only by a year and a half of a young guy that wanted to try and do something good for the church, and it fell. He was poisoned. Poisoning seems to be popular, you know, the Lucretia Borgia, the Borgia Pope, all of that. The Catholic Church is rotting, you know, from its head down. Of course, we found that the release of the decretals and the donation of Constantine turned church history upside down, made people think about the Catholic Church in a whole new way. When they came along with the printing press and started making this material widely available,
the rapid westward expansion of the artists, you know, Michelangelo, Botticelli, Donatello, all of the rest of them, most of them from, and painting from, Florence, and many of them, their patron was the Medicis. And then so that you just kind of continue through. Tremendous amount of upheaval in all of Europe. And then we come to Catherine Medici. And Catherine really had a tough row to hoe. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so once again, right here on our Monday, August the 22nd, 2011, two-hour broadcast. Now as we begin the second hour of today's broadcast, go right into a little bit of a just kind of a discourse, if you will, on the Medici, right? How important they actually are in history, especially for Christendom. There was a lot going on, lots of moving and grooving. You know, you go back and look at the Bible, what you're given as the Bible. All of this has been canonized. These are the texts that were allowed to be in circulation. These are the ones that were kept by the church. And this is all we have, basically. So many people never even bother to read it, but they profess Christianity without having read and much less understand anything that they're reading. I hold up continuously that if anybody can actually put Christ's feet on the ground anytime ever on the planet, I'd certainly like to see your facts, the law, and the evidence there. All right? Basically, what we're asked to do is to take it all on faith. Belief without evidence. Oh, there are secondary stories. Most of it's just hearsay. Really, really tough to just wrap your mind around it. But nevertheless, this is the story, and this is what was brought forward. And so some people, you know, in time, have had to ask themselves, you know, what's all this about? So there was certainly something that went on from, let's say, zero, if you want to go that way, up until about 250 A.D. And there was a lot of action going down, and Rome was in trouble, everything was in upheaval, the Hellenes, everybody like that, Greece, the whole Mediterranean basin, kind of upside down, inside out. And then we come along into Constantine, Byzantium, Constantinople, and all of that. But from that time forward, it just went from bad to worse. And so again, by the time the Medicis come around in the 1413, 1210, somewhere in that vicinity, Giovanni di Bicci. You know, when I got this book originally, I was hoping to find out all about the banking, but I found out that there was a lot more to this story than banking. Giovanni di Bicci. And so you go back into this time period in the early 1400s, and you start to figure out that there was something else that was going down here with these people, the Medici. There was a transition that was going on between the old feudal system, and as it started to go further into this art and learning, the resurrection of the Greeks and the writers of that time period, and all of the ancients, all the stuff that they could send people around and scout up, all of the books that were resurrected, brought in to play, copied, illuminated, copied, and made into some limited circulation. And then, of course, eventually, as the printing press came in, it came into wider circulation. And it just turned everything upside down and inside out. We went from that dark ages, where a box of learning and expression was clamped down over the nascent church peoples, feudalism, the feudal lord, your liege lord, the three field systems and all of that. And it transferred. But this story talks all about republics and states and states and republics and states and vassal states and protected states and possessions. Venice had a number of them. Florence had a bunch of them, including Pisa and many more. And I guess they were like farms, tax farms. And they milked them, you know. Very interesting stuff going down. But this book, if you're going into it looking for the answers to the monetary system, you're not going to find it. But one of the things you will find is some of the best history that I've ever read as regards to all of the dynamic that led up to the Renaissance, then the Renaissance, and then the Reformation. And what's really been interesting for me about this book, and I imagine that many of you approach your research in the same way, is that this is an absolute treasure trove of names and dates and people and places and events that I have not ever come across before. And so what I've been doing is spending my time very slowly reading this book with the computer running full tilt boogie. Not only have I gone in and looked at all of these great artworks, you know, Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci, Donatello, there's so many of them. I can't even pronounce them all. They're mostly all, it's all just, you know, Italian. The greats. All of them that you ever heard of. All of the sculpture, all of the art. Most of it, sorry, out of Florence. But what's really fascinating about this author, this colonel, G.F. Young, is that he has, and it's all documented, it's footnoted heavily at the end of the book. You can go back and check them all out. Lots of references, lots of source material. But he's approached it just much the same way that Gustavus Myers approached his work, knowing and understanding that there are people out there like Ivy Ledbetter Lee who will paint pros and cons for everybody. They'll paint a pro for the usurper on one side, they'll paint a con for him on the other side. And you have to balance the both of them to try and find any truth in history. It's the historical approach. Of course, we found the same with Henry St. Simon and August Comte. This is a historical approach, you know, to understanding society. We're going to talk a little bit more about that in a moment. But anyway, as we go through the process, then with the addition of the computer, you can go in and the author will be talking about certain paintings, And that a lot of the great masters, the great paintings that you've seen and the sculptures that you've seen, have allegories in there that if you're not aware of them, light just goes right over your head. You go, my, isn't that a beautiful Madonna or something like that. But you don't realize that you're looking actually at a portrait of one of the Medicis or one of their kin or some other famous Florentine or Venetian. And that these pictures that you look like, oh, this is the family of Christ, or these are all the people at the Last Supper. No, a bunch of bankers. Anyway, and he talks about them, all right? And the artists are all being hired, you know, to create these pictures. And so sometimes they just paint their patrons as figures from history, inserting them into these works. And so it's very fascinating. But so far, it's been a delightful read. I strongly recommend it. If you have time, if you're at all interested, if you want to know anything about how we got into the Renaissance, and then how we got from there into the Reformation, and as we say, we come up into October the 31st of 1517, when Martin Luther nailed his 95 theses to the door of the Wittenberg Church, and we cross from the old world order into the new world order. And as I mentioned, Catherine de Bisi, funny enough, curious enough, fate as it is, wound up in France having to deal with precisely that, with Giovanni de Bisi, B-I-C-C-I, exactly the outcome of that early learning. If it had not been for the rise of art and learning, Catherine would never have had to deal with the blood running and flowing as deep as, let's say, the horse's bridle in France in her time as she became the regent of the France, you know, the wife of the former, she was the queen of France, for goodness sake, all right? You wouldn't have any idea, you know, how this, the corruption in the papacy, the popes, the Vatican, came about. Probably wouldn't know about the tearing down of the old St. Peter's and the building of the new. And it was all based on egoism, etc. So it's a fascinating read. I commend it to you. Try it out. See if you like it.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
So just going back to the Bible briefly, you know about the only time, that the Christ was ostensibly, lost his cool, fashioning the whip, going through the temple, running out who? The money changers, all right? And so we find ourselves, looking at the Debici here, the Medici, and we understand them to be, gold, they're money changers. They're foreign internationalists, they're foreign bankers, all right? Of their day, along with many others. They're not alone in this. And, of course, no, I've gone in and done, I think, at least a fair amount of study, and everything I'm reading gives me absolutely zero inclination to believe that the Medici were Jewish. No, they're not. They're Christian. They've been Christian. I mean, two of them were popes and so on and so forth. They all went to church. They built cathedrals. They venerated the Christ and all of the icons and all of that. But they just didn't believe in the supremacy that had been brought forward by the Catholic Church. Of course, their own popes didn't do anything good for that either. That'd be Leo X and Clement VII, if you want to look them up, as popes. And then there was a whole plethora of cardinals and bishops and so on and so forth. Catherine de' Medici spent some time in a convent, of all places, although she never took vows. So there's a whole gobbet, a bunch of history going on here, but we come into this time period again, absolutely essential to understand. America's Vespucci, of course, credited with giving us our name here in America. Well, he's a Florentine, all right, not Cristobal's Colum. He found Cuba. But anyway, so there's a lot going on. Now we talk about the black nobility of Europe, okay, and all the secret societies. Well, again, you got to look at the dynamic. What was going down there? The Medici were private bankers, international bankers, and because so many people in those days got into that process, they were also involved in the rag trade, rag trade like New York. Well, they were into wool and processing wool and dyeing wool and doing all kinds of things with making cloth, etc. And they were good at that as one of their sidelines. And again, they were patrons of arts and learning. And when we say that, everywhere in this book, when you read that, in regards to the Medici, capitalize your art, A, and capitalize your L for learning, art and learning. This was all new coming on us, Sonatus, and eventually it did wind up with Johann Reuchlin and Philip Melanchthon at the, influencing the Augsburg Confession. It was right out of France that Calvin came, and there's found lots of information on that, too. Great resource, this book. But now, at this particular reading, we've got the discovery, all right, the discovery of America, if you will. The greatest thing that Cristobal Colum had going for him were the ships, the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria caravels. One of the first boats that were able to make headway, make ground, if you will, even though they're on ocean, against the wind. They could sail into the wind and continue to move forward. It was the rigging of the caravel that made that first transatlantic voyage possible, the way that it was done, in the time it was done. Anyway, all that along, I'm going to continue in. And then we come to this time where this huge change happened, where we started breaking down the old establishment. And Henry VIII, I'm Henry VIII, I am, trying to appeal to Clement VII, the Medici, about the divorce with, you know, so that he could get involved with his babe, change his lifestyle around. But everything was in upheaval. And then, of course, we went into this period where, because of the existence of the Protestants and the Catholic trying to vie either for A, supremacy, B, the status quo, or bring on something new, it turned inside out and upside down Europe and England and the Mediterranean basin, and got people in the idea that they wanted to colonize, get the hell out of Dodge, which they did. And they came to our northern coasts and became the colonies, which then led to us. And if you go in and you look at the founding documents, you know, Light Liberty, Eric Peterson's book on Thomas Jefferson, Reflections on the Pursuit of Happiness, and all of that, all of these various efforts and energies go all the way back to this guy Giovanni di Bisi. Fascinating. Fascinating history. Anyway, let's go on. Back into the new legal positivism and morality. Morality's being a big deal. You know, you talk about, the brotherhood of darkness. This is a spiritual warfare. Well, yeah. Yeah, there is pretty much a spiritual warfare, but you got to question the grounds of this spiritual warfare between the Catholics and the Protestants and the lessers, the add-ons, Mohammedans, and this modern Zionism, and this modern Jewry, which is no more Jew than the Federal Reserve. But anyway, going into new legal positivism and morality, this is Anthony Seebach, where we're looking at legal positivism in American jurisprudence. You're not going to hear those terms from any of these legal beagles that are out there talking. They don't ever talk about legal positivism, but we do here. Where we find, again, H.L.A. Hart, talked about him on Friday, Hart's three modifications of Austin's command theory. This is legal positivism. It dates all the way back to Rome and earlier. But Hart's three modifications of Austin's command theory led naturally to his social rule theory. Social rule, we hear all the time about social justice. That's what the Israelis, you know, with their $500 tents in their tent city. Have you noticed those people are revolting or supposed to have some kind of a spontaneous revolution? You never seen such a well-fed bunch? Thanks to your tax dollars. Anyway, they want to have social justice. They're clamoring for more social justice in Israel. And, of course, they're trying to bring democracy to Muammar Gaddafi's otherwise fine little country. But again, Hart's three modifications of Austin's command theory led naturally to his social rule theory. A social rule is, quote, a convergent social practice and a shared critical or reflective attitude toward that practice. Right? File that one away in your mind. A convergent social practice and a shared critical or reflective attitude towards that practice. The rule of recognition is a convergent social practice about which legal officials share a reflective or critical attitude. In other words, it's a social rule. Thus, Hart's reformulation of the positivist test for law replaced the command theory with the social rule theory. Now, this opens the door to Amatiazioni, the Communitarian League, Martin Buber, and Forbach, and so much more. We should note that Hart's rejection of Austin left intact the separability theory and the sources theory. Now, this is too complex for airtime, so I'm going to let that go right there, because it's quite a study in itself. One of these days, I hope to get his Anthony Seebach on air with us. So now we back up a little bit and pick up where we left off last week, back into this very interesting book by Mr. Cohen, Morris R. Cohen. Reason and Nature, an essay on the meaning of the scientific method. We're looking at sociology and the social sciences, and where we have a social rule, right? A social theory. the source's thesis, the social rule theory. Not only is it happening coming on us and at us all around us from academia and in every aspect of our administrative procedure state that we live in, but it's also coming at us in law. But the historical character, again, of social facts has been urged notably by the followers of Windelband and Rickert, that while natural science deals with abstract aspects of phenomena, again, phenomenology, you go all the way back, it's credited to Henry St. Simon. Well, we'll have to pick it up right there with phenomenology, social histories, more of that.
For great talk radio, you found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so back into our discussion, just kind of loosely, you know, it doesn't make really a cootie's booty when you think about, you know, race, if you will, or nationalities. When we go back in and we study at the level that, you know, we try and get to on this broadcast, we can understand that, you know, these Medici come in the way that they did, basically, not quite. It would be unfair to say so. But basically coming from the bourgeois side of things rather than royalty of their time period. Coming from the banking guild, and that's what they were called, banking guilds, and then they had the woolmakers guild. They had lots of guilds. This is some of that syndicalism that Lark from Texas talks about, but the guilds. We've talked in the past about this idea of all these mysteries and the mystery religions. Well, these are very closely held secrets. If you knew how to make purple dye, you kept that to yourself. I mean, it was fundamental. If you knew how to make a Gothic arch, you know, as the architect, Leonardo da Vinci or any of the other great architects, you kept that mathematic knowledge to yourself because that's what guaranteed you employment. You and your stonemasons, you never gave anybody anything more than they needed to know. It was as much then a need-to-know basis as it is today. But even more interesting in all of that, as the Medicis rose in wealth, influence, and power flowed to them as well. They became, basically, for a while, the dictator, the dictatorial, you know, they were acquaintance at the time. You know, Machiavelli wrote of the Medici. Everybody knows about Machiavelli. But they rose to the preeminence in the Signoria of Florence and basically ran Florence. And it was a republic, and they had lots of ancillary states around them. But they had large families, and they would farm their children out, and they used their children as pawns and rooks and knights. They used their children to improve their positions. Everybody wanted to marry a Medici because it were like getting the Midas touch. It was like tapping into the endless stream of gold, all right? And so people would marry their children, their sons and their daughters, back and forth and pledging them at age of 12 and 13 and that time, all over the place. So you'd have the Medicis marrying into the houses of, you know, the Austria, the emperor there of Austria. You'd have them marrying into France and England and Spain and Italy, you know, proper, and Rome, and all over the place, back and forth. So we look at the, you know, the black nobility of Europe. Well, who are they? You can't tell. How would you be able to tell? I mean, they're all just an inbred bunch of, you know, it's not even inbreeding. Medici's, Catherine had, I believe, if my memory serves me right, over the weekend, 12 sons and daughters. Just like, you know, the Bowers, Rothschild. Mayor Amschel had 10 children, 5 sons, 5 daughters. The sons all became central bankers of Europe and England, and the 5 daughters were well-placed in other families for political and financial advantage. All right. So it's a very interesting and complex world that we live in, and there are those great families that exist even yet today that have been tracking along their big box of gold and holdings, property holdings, for all of these centuries, while some of us barely have enough money to get by at the grocery. But continuing again, now talking about the historical character of social facts and jumping forward a bit to where we left off, there are, of course, social phenomena of long-time rhythm, like the growth or the decline of the fundamental institutions of religion, language, social movements, etc., that are significantly contemporaneous only if the present includes a large chunk for what other purposes is the past. So we very carefully research history, or his story, as some would like to call it. We very, very carefully research history, and we anticipate or we visualize the future. I like to visualize a future of greater and greater freedom, and less tyranny and despotic control. And then, as I've said repeatedly, we find ourselves in the present, much like someone that has just run out to the end of the diving board, throwing themselves up into the air, down onto the board, compressing their muscles, bulging up their quads, and springing off the board. We find ourselves with our toes just coming off that diving board, falling always forward into the future. And we see that history tells us that these fundamental institutions of religion, language, social movements, etc., are significantly contemporaneous only if the present includes a large chunk of what for other purposes is the past. And with the advent of the internet, all things are being revealed. We've taken the bushel basket off the lamp of truth, and it is shining as bright today as perhaps as ever shown in man's history. Continuing,
But though history is thus a necessary condition for the extension of our knowledge, it will not enable us to dispense with the rational analysis of the present. And so now, our writer here, Morris Cohen, a confirmed positivist, is basically just restating something right out of the writings of Henry St. Simon, that you have synthesis on one hand, you have analysis on the other's end. And when you are looking at synthesis and analysis and historical research, whether you're studying the trivium or whatever, the trivium can get you into the right area through grammar, through logic, through the study of rhetoric, and back in all of these writings and readings. But none of these things are going to help you out when it comes to creativity. That is a place, as we've said from other sources, that is a place where even the least educated of all might have the brilliant brainstorm that would give us the new light bulb. I'm not talking about the fluorescent things. I'm talking about something along that line. The thorium reactor. Something new. And again, the three kinds of people. There are the thinkers, and they think and think and think and think. Do nothing else but think. That's all they do. They think, and they spend so much time thinking they're not productive. And then they're the doers, and they do and do and do and do. And if there's nothing else to do on Saturday afternoon, they take a perfectly serviceable carburetor off the family car, take it to the garage, and rebuild it. Because they love to do. They're always doing something. Haven't you noticed? They're just doing. It's like housekeeping. Always cleaning and cleaning and cleaning. Well, there's thinkers on one side, and there's doers on the other side. But a third kind of person exists. I call them the loafers. The loafers don't really do much thinking. They're not deep thinkers. And they're kind of not productive. They don't do much either. They just kind of exist. It's kind of like the middleman. But because they're not really productive and they're not really deep thinkers, the loafers have all morning to hang around at the workshops, and they find all of those doers. They like to go there and bring coffee and donuts and, you know, fate the workers during morning break. And then in the evening, when all of the worker bees are asleep, they have all evening to go around and drink good scotch and wine and eat fatty foods with the thinkers. And because the thinkers are always advancing these grandiose ideas with no way of bringing them into the material world, the loafer hears the great idea and he's thinking in the back of his mind, you know, by golly, there's a workshop down in the central area and I know a guy that can do that. And as a result, it's the loafers that always rise to the top. It's like the scum coming to the top of the bowl. It's like the dross coming up out of the refined metals, like gold and lead and things like that. Right? And so we're dealing with loafers that have for thousands and thousands of years been at the top of the heap. But unfortunately, the loafers like Benjamin Shalom Bernanke and the others in the articles this morning, they're now at the point where they're firing blanks. Their fraudulent banking schemes and their fraudulent insurance schemes and their fraudulent global order and global warming and all of the rest of these frauds and perversions and conversions and concealments, they're coming to an end, and the internet's exposing them for what they are, the man behind the curtain, the money master. But let's continue. It says here again, these fundamental institutions of religion, language, social movements, etc., significantly contemporaneous only if the present includes a large chunk of what for other purposes is the past. But though history is thus a necessary condition for the extension of our knowledge, it will not enable us to dispense with the rational analysis of the present. It still takes someone to find themselves in the present, falling forward into the future, with the consciousness of that action. Social science is this analysis or account of the abstract or logically repeatable aspect of social life. And these are the things that August Comte and Henry St. Simon and John Stuart Mill were seeing, that when man becomes the object of science and scientific inquiry and demographics and all of the rest of that. Once the GIS, GPS, global governance system has been erected, once we have a planetary skin and that DSL, that the high-speed internet has expanded all across the planet, then at that point in time, the matrix shifts. We're going to go to a different form of power in the next generation.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
So vaulting from century to century, looking at this continuing unfoldment of the permanent revolution, we started, you know, with the Medicis in the 1400s, and we jump forward to that, to the Reformation, and from the Reformation, we jump forward to that, to the real great upheavals between the Protestants and the Catholics, and then from there, we leap across and pick up St. Simon, and we look at the, you know, a time of the revolution here, the war for independence, and now back over to France we go with Henry St. Simon. Ultimately, the backward social system was overthrown and a new temporal order attuned to the advancement of human knowledge was established. This is Thomas Paine, the Age of Reason. Man had to end criticism, analysis, the destruction of the old. A historic duty devolved upon him to expand his energies on the synthesis of the new. On the creation of an organized society, the state of civilization came to represent the ideal potential of the world, even the young John Stuart Mill. Though he was repelled by much of the St. Simonian verbiage, had more than a mild flirtation with this system in the early 1830s. Moving along here now. A craving for the protective warmth of the organic was the profound source of the doctrine's fascination. This organic, the organic laws. All right. The Declaration of Independence. the Articles of Confederation, the Northwest Ordinance, and the Constitution for the United States. A craving for the protective warmth of the organic was a profound source of the doctrine's fascination for scores of artists and writers in the 1830s and 40s, men more sensitive than most of their contemporaries to the disquietudes, the uneasiness, the contradictions of their society. And when we marvel at the intellect and the intellectual power and the expansive knowledge that our forefathers possessed, we have to go back and credit it to the Medicis. They brought all of this in on us and at us. They resurrected the learning of the past and put it into the vernacular, brought it into the modern text and carried it forward. I have a book in my library, The Lamp of the Wig, Lamp of Experience, that goes through and discusses the catalogs of all of our founders' libraries. Fascinating. In one passage, he drew a line through Europe. Now we're talking about St. Simon. In one passage, he drew a line through Europe and referred with approval to the writings of a contemporary commentator on international affairs, and of course the great international Medicis. International bankers, who had sharply distinguished in 1821 between the spirit of the political systems of the West and the East of Europe. The West and the East of Europe. And now we have this Pan-Europa, the European Union, today in trouble with Greece and Italy and Portugal, all involved in that. Generally, dropping down a little bit further, generally, he seems to have thought in terms of continental Western Europe with the addition of England and the United States as constituting civilized society. And so now we have the Federalist societies and all of these various republic societies and, you know, the Pilgrims Society, etc. His great admiration for the new North American experience. And he ought to have admiration. He was there fighting in Yorktown, manning a French battery of mortars alongside George Washington. He has great admiration for the North American experiment, deserves further comment. There he saw white Europeans erecting a society of industrials based on production and the road wide open to talent. And of course, at that point, we can intersect with Gustavus Myers, the history of the great American fortunes. The letters A Un American or Americain contrasted the American nation of free workers with Europe's feudalism-ridden society. This was a problem. Lex Mercatoria took care of that. Now we have the new feudalism in America, the Administrative Procedures Act, the Uniform Commercial Code, and things like that. Under the Empire, this is in France, he had already reflected on the possibility of the center of the world civilization in the industrial scientific epoch might ultimately shift from Europe to America. Forward thinking? I'd say so. Will Europe always remain the mother country of the globe? Question mark. When America shall have been totally peopled, when the Americans have a navy superior to that of the Europeans, will not the new continent become the metropolitan continent? We have a metropolitan in the White House. Olin Rodriguez reports that in his last period, St. Simon sometimes wondered whether the implementation of the European theory would not actually take place in America first. As for the dark continents of Asia and Africa, St. Simon, at least in his letters, preached a new crusade, a forced imposition through conquest of European scientific conceptions upon their religious superstitions, a sort of cultural imperialism, the white man's burden. Hasn't that happened? Asia, our favorite, most favored trading status, now the new North Africom set up. We're coming back into Africa again, white man's burden. We're all laid up with guilt as we transfer our money among between nations and among nations, the redistribution of the wealth, the full embracement of Karl Mordecai Marx's manifesto for communism. He was a believer in the racial inferiority of the Negro on physiological grounds. The fate of the Africans and the Asiatics under the religion of Newton would not have been an enviable one. Yeah, talk about genocide in mind. But of course, their history at the time. I mean, they were wiping them out left and right. First the Catholics would wipe out the Protestants, then the Protestants would wipe out the Catholics. And God, it went on and on. Napoleon's Egyptian campaign with its prospect of converting the descendants of Cainites, John Maynard Keynes, to the religion of science fired his imagination, all right? And so now we have all of this incredible stuff, all of these people in Egypt and all these people in Muammar Gaddafi's Libya and elsewhere. They have, you know, master's degrees and doctorate degrees and so on and so forth. Yeah, El Arian, you know, PIMCO's head. Who was the guy that came up with the Pentium processor? Wasn't he an East Indian? When the disciples, under the leadership of Pierre Enfantin, turned to the East in search of a female Messiah, capital F, capital M, Olin Rodriguez refused to follow them, remaining true to St. Simon's Europocentrism. Europe was always his first society. Ultimately, Europe's system would become a model for the rest of the globe. If Europe failed to fulfill its historic destiny, white America would take over in its stead. So today, everyone's looking at the United States of America, the World Monetary Fund, the International Monetary Fund, and looking at this cosmopolitan, the mulatto, related to everybody that occupies the White House and no citizen of this country. If Europe again failed to fulfill its historic destiny, white America would take over in its stead. Well, let's jump forward to the gospel of individualism and carry up a little bit more of this from Edward McNall Burns. Very interesting book. To the end of his life, Madison continued to affirm a theoretic devotion to the freedom of trade. Though admitting the desirability of many exceptions in practice, he argued that if industry and commerce were allowed to take their own course, they would, in the main, be directed to those objects for which they were best suited. Whenever manufacturing promises more profit than agriculture or commerce, its establishments will increase rapidly enough without the assistance of the state. Of course, World War I, World War II greatly magnified that. It would be of no advantage, he observed, to the shoemaker to make his own clothes to save the expense of the tailor's bill, nor of the tailor to make his own shoes to save the expense of procuring them from the shoemaker. It would be better policy to suffer each of them to employ his talents in his own way. Thus, all are benefited by exchange. And the less this exchange is cramped by the government, the greater are the proportions of the benefits to each. Self-sufficiency? I think not. Self-reliance, a much better concept. Noted among the conservative apologists for economic individualism was Charles Dana, erstwhile colleague of George Ripley at the Brook Farm, and subsequent cynic and ranting imperialist. About 1850, Dana journeyed to Europe, and after observing the machinations of Louis Napoleon and other demagogues, he turned sour against this idealism of his youth and devoted the remainder of his life to the pursuit of the main chance for himself and the glorification of the buccaneering activities of his capitalist associates. We have the rise of the captains of finance and industry and their appointed dictators, the United Nations, in control of the planet as we move firmly into the positivist stage of human development. I'll be back again tomorrow. Hope you will be too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio.